Must family harmony inhibit personal freedom? When a family is living together, whether it's a small family with one parent and one child, or a larger group of 14, like parents, grandparents, and children all living in one family household, how would you suggest that they come together in an attitude of respect for one another without losing their individual freedom? Doesn't someone have to be in charge? Or can everyone be free and make their own decisions and somehow still live in harmony as one family unit?
It is possible for a group of any size to live or play or work in harmony if the individuals involved are first in alignment with who they really are. And it is not necessary for everyone in the group to be in alignment with their inner beings before you can experience a harmonious experience within the group. The harmony that everyone in this group dynamic is seeking is the alignment with their own inner being. And when that is achieved, then and only then can harmony with other people occur. A person who is consistently inside his own vortex will find harmony with other people even when they're not finding harmony with him. Everything that everyone desires, whether it's a material object, a physical condition, a financial situation, or a harmonious relationship, is wanted for only one reason. They believe they will feel better in having it. Once you show yourself through practicing increasingly better-feeling thoughts, through making lists of positive aspects, by indulging in rampages of appreciation, that you can maintain your alignment with your own inner being and predominantly stay inside your vortex of creation, you will find harmony in the world around you also. And who will be in charge? A better way of stating it is, who will lead this group? And the answer to that question is, one who's in alignment with Source is more powerful than millions who are not. And so the person most aligned with his inner being, his vortex of creation, and the power that creates worlds, will emerge as the leader. People naturally gravitate to clear-minded, stable, happy people. If no one in the household is in that sort of alignment, then the leadership usually falls to the biggest one, or the strongest one, or the loudest one. But in a group where no one is in alignment with Source, we see no real leadership. Most people approach life and leadership in a very backward manner. They want people to behave in ways that please them, so that in their observation of what pleases them, they will be pleased. We are encouraging you to focus your attention upon thoughts that please you, even when there's no pleasing evidence to observe, because a consistent absence of resistance and of negative emotion will cause you to align with all that is inside your vortex. And a happy and harmonious family is in your vortex.